I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I've been on pastoral staff at my church. I'm in ministry. I know theologically the reality that we, you know, God owes us nothing. He is indebted to us for nothing. And forgiveness is a debt concept. So we theologically can't forgive God, but we emotionally and relationally end up in a place that's similar to that. And to have relationship, which is what it's all about, we have to manage ruptures that come up between us and God. And they're obviously always on our end because it's our perception and our experience of Him versus what is real and what's from His end. But, you know, so I've got this massive five-layered dialogue in my head about whether or not I should or shouldn't, but my heart needed to. And at some point I just needed to say, God, you know, I feel like you messed up. I feel like you just catastrophically wrecked this. And I don't see where you are in this. And I'm sorry that I don't. And I want to be more sorry than I am, but mostly I'm mad. Like, you have to get real. And I think that that's where he meets us, you know, that he meets us in these weird conversations like he had with people when he was in ministry on this earth. Like, you know, the dogs even get the crumbs off the table and he knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're having these strange inside, you know, kind of story conversations. And so he met me in that. And the thing that brought me to a place of peace with God in the process of my kids living a constant no to their full healing, which was the big problem. You know, why do you let someone stay schizophrenic, God? Why do you allow someone to continue to have uncontrolled epileptic seizures? What's the deal? Why some people's kids with brain damage get healed and mine still has a huge hole in her brain? You know, I don't understand the no. And then I felt one day that he said, you know, it was pretty disabling for me to send my child into a human body. It was catastrophically disabling for me to squeeze God into flesh that was dying from the second it was conceived. And I cried with him that day when I realized that, because he knows what it is to have a child who's extraordinarily disabled, but he did it on purpose. He did it to love us. And man, it makes me cry even now, you know, to think about it. He knows what it is to parent a child who's profoundly limited, but he chose that so that he could reach the rest of us. And that is beyond reconciling for things that I don't understand.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.